With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting North Korea has attempted to launch another suspected ballistic missile.
In the latest in a series of weapons demonstrations by the North, South Korea says that North Korea fired another ballistic missile into their eastern waters, but says the launch likely ended in failure. No details were given on why that assessment was made. South Korea also says that North Korea floated balloons likely carrying trash across the border for a second consecutive day. The launch comes after a new security agreement between North Korea and Russia, and as the United States, South Korea, and Japan are about to start a new round of trilateral military training exercises. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Donald Trump's gag order has been loosened just ahead of Thursday night's presidential debate.
The judge in the New York criminal trial modified the gag order, allowing Trump to talk about witnesses and the jury in the criminal case that led to a first-ever presidential conviction. But Judge Juan Marchand says Trump must wait until after his sentencing next month to comment publicly about court staffers, the prosecution, and their families.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has pleaded guilty to a single felony charge for publishing U.S. military secrets in a deal with Justice Department prosecutors that secures his freedom and concludes a long, drawn-out legal saga that raises divisive questions about press freedom and national security. The plea was entered Wednesday morning in federal court in Saipan, the capital of the Northern Mariana Islands, a U.S. commonwealth in the Pacific. He's now expected to head home to Australia. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 299 points. The NASDAQ rose 220. The S&P advanced 21. This is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are the most generous.
According to a new survey from Stewardship, a charitable organization, practicing Christians give away about £167 per month, compared to just £65 for the general population. Most of that cash that believers are donating each month in the UK goes to their church or other Christian ministries, although they also give to secular charities. Polls show that Christians here in the U.S. are also more generous than their peers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite a campaign by liberal clergymen and never-Trump Republicans, evangelicals remain committed to the former president as the election draws nearer. According to AP VoteCast, about 8 in 10 white evangelical Christian voters are planning to vote for Mr. Trump. White evangelicals made up about 20% of the overall electorate in 2020, and the former president is hoping they'll turn out in even higher numbers this time. This is SRN News. There's a Ford pickup truck recall.
The automaker is recalling more than 550,000 F-150 pickups because the transmissions can unexpectedly downshift to first gear no matter how fast the trucks are going. The recall covers certain F-150s from the 2014 model year.
Correspondent Rich Thomason says letters to vehicle owners will start going out early next month. Documents say the problem is caused by a lost signal between the transmission speed sensor and the powertrain control computer. There could also be corrosion and problems with connector pins. Dealers will update the powertrain control software at no cost to owners. Authorities arrested a man suspected in shootings Monday night at apartments outside of Las Vegas that left five people dead and a 13-year-old girl critically wounded. News and analysis at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.